B-Pod Studios.
Hello?
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Uh-oh. You talk. Give me two. Out.
Right. Good morning,
everybody. My buddy Mike Missinelli.
Buddy. Well, break this note.
It's ridiculous.
All right. As we sit here held captive for the Bryce Harper sweepstakes, what's going to happen with Bryce Harper? You know, you sit and you actually kind of dive into this thing and you start to think that Bryce Harper doesn't want to play here. We talked about it yesterday. We said that, you know, maybe there's a chance that he just doesn't want to play here. You'll hear from Jason Stark, who believes in that theory. He was on with Michael yesterday. We floated it yesterday. We talked about it. And if it doesn't fall today, to me, he's not coming. I mean, I think you have a window to where he either comes here, because there's no one else out there other than the Nationals. And the Phillies clearly have the most money, Jason. So if the Phillies have the most money, why isn't this done now?
Yeah, because there's no domino that he's waiting to fall now because the other one fell.
Right.
So to your point, if it doesn't happen today, what is the holdup? There's nothing left that you're waiting to happen to get the deal done, other than maybe dotting a couple I's or crossing a couple T's on a contract or whatever. I get it. But as we saw yesterday, Machado, the deal was agreed to in principle. It's reported. It's done. And they're dotting the I's and crossing the T's now. And it'll become official. But, yeah, why, if it doesn't happen, the longer it goes, the more speculation happens as to why it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
I mean, Boris holds the hammer right now, and he's probably trying, he's working the phones, I'm sure, trying to involve other teams. He's probably trying to get the Yankees in the mix late here and all of those things. Or and is it simply because Bryce Harper doesn't want to play in Philadelphia? That's the question du jour.
Well, and again, if it's not done, think about it, Jace. If it's not done in this window, I think your answer is clear.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously waiting for someone else, probably the Nationals, to say, all right, Bryce, we'll get close to it. See, the problem is, and it's funny, the bro just brought this up during the break. We were just all talking.
Great point that he brought up.
But the problem is that Bryce can't take a deal that's too less than what the Phillies would offer, because he's a premier free agent. The Players Association would disappoint them.
Yeah,
Boris isn't going to like it. So this reminds me of Jim Thome. Like I told you guys,
yeah,
Jim Thome didn't want to come to Philadelphia. He didn't want to come here. The only reason why he came here later was because the Players Association steered him. He wanted to stay in Cleveland.
Yeah. For less money. But when you're the premier free agent, you set the market.
And he said, and that was
trickle down as the other player.
And that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, why he came to Philadelphia.
They're obligated.
Was because of his brethren.
Yeah. And sometimes, look, players got to take it on the chin and go, you know, I got to do right by the guys in my union that I stand arm in arm with on several issues, including where people should be getting paid. And we know part of the equation here, too. I can't believe the Burwell saw. It's a great point that, you know, there's a struggle going on in baseball right now in the sense that revenues are up and salaries aren't rising along with it. And somebody's getting the money, and it's not players, and they're the ones that perform for the cash.
I don't care about that.
No, but I know, but like that's a problem with the players' union. We saw some guys, Nishak, speak out about it.
I know.
And others.
I know. And the real issue is you guys aren't sympathetic. So
yeah, you'll never be.
The fact is that Adam Wainwright can say what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, nobody's going to care about it.
Yeah, but Bryce is part of that club. He is part of that players' union.
No, I think for sure.
Yeah.
Here's my read. Having covered baseball a long time and been through these things, my read's pretty simple. He don't want to play here. He wants to go back to Washington. He can't afford to go back to Washington right now.
Because
so he's in limbo.
So
he can't accept a lesser deal and it would be significantly lesser if he goes back to Washington. And that's what I presume.
Okay. Yeah, and we're making the presumption that the Phillies have offered the most money. We found out yesterday that they didn't offer the most money for Manny Machado, which surprised a lot of people because John Middleton said stupid money.
Well, the fascinating thing was Dan Lozano, the agent for Machado, goes back to the Phillies and says, hey, you know what? You want to counter? Because we're going to San Diego. And they go to San Diego.
Yeah, we've reached our tipping point here. And there always is a line. You can say stupid money, but there is a line, you know. I mean, obviously, you can only go so far. And Matt Klentak spoke about it.
I don't know how I feel about it. I'm like, you know, we'll get into what he said. I don't know how I feel about it. I've wanted Harper all along,
yeah,
right?
Me too.
So, you know, part of that is, all right, I'm cool if you get Harper. But you don't get Machado. You didn't do right by the franchise.
Yeah, and reports are that Machado preferred the East Coast.
Yes.
And he ends up signing in San Diego, a team that you got to be really unsure about. Are they a team that's going to win? Now, he's going to get paid. I mean, I look at this from a very different lens. And look, if Harper doesn't want to play here, okay. And if he's going to take less money to not play here, yeah, he'll be vilified here. But look, I can't blame the guy because this is not an easy city to play in. If guys don't, a certain makeup of player relishes this fact.
Before you go there, let's establish the reasons why he does not want to come here.
Okay. What in your opinion is the number one reason?
That he likes Washington.
Feels loyal?
And there is a sense of loyalty to that organization.
Sure.
It's the same division. It's an hour and 45 minutes up the road.
He's already a hero there and could remain.
I think the fact that you have to go back to play there 18 times.
Do you think that's part of the equation?
Or nine times. And, you know,
yeah, he doesn't want to be vilified every time he visits.
You know, I think there's a degree. Like, you know, you spend your whole career in a place. And he was up early. And his whole career is in a place.
Yeah, I think he's 7 years.
I mean, would you want to, and you were to leave because you want more money, and you don't really hate it there, you kind of like it there, and now you're going to go to the rival?
Yeah, it's not like he wanted to leave.
No.
He wasn't chomping at the bit to get out of there, but he just assumed, and we saw the goodbyes at the end of the year, and he, you know, did the whole thing that he pulled off in the last week of the season of their homestand, and it looks like he, you know, he said thank you to the fans on Instagram and all that. So it wasn't like he wanted to leave, but he just assumed that they weren't going to be able to pay him anywhere near market value.
Right.
But now market value maybe is set higher with the Phillies, but he's having second thoughts about, do I want the money or I just want to remain there?
So
but why?
So that's one reason. Mm-hmm. One reason is there's a sense of loyalty to the Nats organization. Second reason is he just wants no part of Philadelphia.
Okay, let's deep dive into that. Why?
Well, he can look at it and go, it's a cauldron. They're going to pay me $330 million, and if we don't win the World Series, I'm public enemy number one.
Yeah.
And those people, you know, it's one thing playing in Washington, it's another thing playing in Philadelphia where they care exponentially more.
Yeah, we have earned our reputation in this city. It is not something that's just a lazy narrative about Philadelphia that we're a fan base that holds their players, teams, and executives and everybody else accountable. The reason why that narrative is out there is because we've earned it through, and we call it passion, right? We're a passionate fan base.
Well, we are.
And it leads us to times to be irrational. We lack understanding sometimes. We lack patience very often. And rightfully so, when you've been in a city that went through 25 years without a championship. We have a team in the Phillies that's the losingest franchise in the history of sports. And everything that we've been through, it's all part of our DNA, but it's there, and we should own it. But we should also understand, Anthony, that because of the reputation that we have earned, that there comes ramifications in that. And sometimes that is a player saying, you know what? I don't want to play there because that fan base is very hard on guys. And some guys go, I'll relish in it. And other guys go, I don't want to deal with it.
Yes.
That's today's athlete.
No, it's true. I think it's true. We'll debate and we'll get into how we really are and if what you say is accurate.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's no doubt that we've earned our reputation, that if a guy goes 0-for-4, we let him know.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Listen, I've been to many, many, many Phillies games, and I think that's overblown.
Well, to me, the one thing is, I don't know that we treat stars right. I think that we treat guys like Pat Burrell. We try to pick them up. We try to pick up guys that are hard workers, but less talented.
We'll dive into that. And, hey, all day long today, we need reporters on the road.
Yeah, I live out in Chester County, out in Westchester, and it was coming down a little bit when I left this morning at 8 o'clock. So I need to know what my commute's going to be like after the program.
Yeah, well, but you're helping out the brothers. You're helping out all your brothers and sisters, man. Yeah. That's what you need to do. Help out everybody with reports from all over the Delaware Valley. It's your chance to be a traffic reporter.
The roving reporters for the midday show. Also, coming up, I want to read this quote from Matt Klentak after Machado signed yesterday. And we want to play this Jason Stark audio from Mikey Mish yesterday, kind of laying out that Bryce Harper may not want to be a Philly, or that's what he's heard. And Jason doesn't just make things up. Like, we had a reporter from SNY, and people discounted it. Well, he's a New York guy. He's a Met fan. He's a reporter. We've heard these reports from other people, and I value nobody's reporting more than I value Jason Stark's when it comes to baseball. We'll play that for you coming up as well. Here's the number, 610-632-0975. Are you in fear that the Phillies will not get Bryce Harper, or are you one of the people, and I'm hearing this, going, I don't want him, as a self-protection mechanism?
I don't get.
Yeah, me neither. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to talk to you about the Rothenberg Law Firm. Because as sports radio hosts and fans, what do we always talk about? We just talked about it. We talk about how much our Philly sports teams mean to us and how much winning means to us in this great city. And at the Rothenberg Law Firm, they know how good it feels and how important it is in this town, because that's exactly what they do in the courtroom for their clients every day. And that's win. The Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. And they've been protecting, fighting, and standing up for the injured people of Philadelphia all along the way. If you're like me, you grew up here, you remember seeing Alan Rothenberg on TV. Well, since then, Alan and his family have continued and grown their firm into the trusted household name that it is today. So if you're injured and you want to win, you call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the number. It's 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit injurylawyer.com. Again, the website, injurylawyer.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
What up?
Oh, man. I want to read you a text to the text board. We were all bumming when LeBron chose the Lakers. And it's comparison to Harper. So, in other words, because LeBron, first of all, I never thought LeBron was coming here, I was never bummed.
Yeah.
But is it the same thing as LeBron? First of all, like, to me, it's way different. You got a flat-out stud in his prime, entering his prime. As great as LeBron is, but he's dwindling. He's approaching mid-30s.
You couldn't pay LeBron more money either.
It's completely different.
You couldn't pay LeBron more than the Lakers paid him.
It's completely different. I think, and I don't understand people that want to denounce him and say, well, you know, what does he really do? He had a bad year last year, and he hits 40 bombs. Mm. Like, you know, drives in 100.
Yeah.
Like, and that's going to, like, a bad year. You put him here in this ballpark, and you surround him with Real Muto and Reese Hoskins. The effect on the lineup is a big deal. It's just the effect on Reese Hoskins is a big deal.
Massive.
As we know, in any business, you never operate alone. There's a fact that comes before you in the lineup, after you in the lineup.
Well, look at the run from 07 to 12.
Right.
Right, Howard.
Well, exactly. Like, yeah. But you don't operate in any, and you know, in a vacuum at all.
No.
You know, what happens, you know, as you're lead-in to something is a, it matters.
It affects everything.
So, you know,
and it affects after you, too.
Right. So Harper will have an effect on Hoskins or however how Gabe decides to bat that order.
He'll have an effect on the guys that precede him in the lineup and come after him in the lineup.
Correct.
It's just the reality of the situation because you got a guy that with one swing of the bat anytime in this ballpark can bomb it.
Yes.
And clear the bags anytime.
Yes.
So it affects the strategy of a pitcher, the strategy of a manager in different points in the game. You're right. The effect of a guy like Bryce Harper is even more impactful than just Bryce Harper by himself on everybody.
And that's why, like, I think we're short-sighted.
Well, you know what that is? It's a self-protection mechanism. Yeah. I don't want him because if we don't get him, I'm not disappointed. I say I didn't want him.
You know, the arguments you hear, Mike Trout, well, they're working on an extension for Mike Trout.
Yeah, we got to stop with the Mike Trout.
Like, I would love Mike Trout, but, yeah. You know, I mean, obviously he's our first choice, but he's not coming.
He's not the first choice because he's not available.
Right, not anytime soon, right? So,
yeah.
And as far as the money's concerned, what does it matter? There really is no limit to what Middleton could spend.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have it. I mean, you can go $500 million, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? But there's
within relative reason.
You need an outfielder. It fits your team perfectly. By the way, the postman out there on front in Washington starting to come down heavy and quick and sticking.
Really? Already? Oh, boy. Another snow. So it'll be a fun ride home today. Let me play something for you, Anthony. We've got a couple things, and we're going to get right to the phones at 610-632-0975. We've got a Pepper Pot conversation today. But back in October, Phillies team president Andy McPhail had the following to say.
And as attractive as this free agent class is, take a look at next year's class. The class coming up after this one, really impressive. And this isn't the last year that Major League Baseball is ever going to be played. So you're not going to throw every resource you have at this year because there's the following year as well. So, and there's always going to be that, you know, push for, you know, sign this guy, sign that guy, this guy. Is that really going to solve the problems that I articulated earlier, the defense, playing within our division better, being more consistent? Striking out less. I mean, those are all things we're going to have to balance this off.
Yes,
yeah.
He will solve that. He's arguably a top three player in the game.
It's an MVP. Won an MVP.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Like that's where I got. That's where I don't want to hear Klentak or Andy McPhail talk about how they're better off without Bryce Harper. All right, I really don't want to hear that. Because what Andy McPhail said back then in October is spin. It's a bunch of BS, what Andy McPhail said.
Yeah.
But bottom line, just go right through it. Andy, Bryce does help you with all that stuff. And the fact that you can't draft. And the fact that you got no outfielders in the system. I mean, really. I mean, have you gotten a worse drafting team than the Phillies? Go through
Moniak.
Forget about the Markelle Fultz. You got the Phillies can't pick their nose. Other than Aaron Nola, what you got? What you got? Andrew?
Well, you got Rhys Hoskins.
Right. Go ahead.
Like currently right now?
Yeah, what do you got? Like, you know, I mean, all those years.
Where's the gem?
Mickey Moniak was a terrible, terrible
selection.
Right,
remember they tried selling us on Ranger Suarez last year.
Oh.
The lefty, he came up and he got smacked around.
Terrible.
And he doesn't look like a major league pitcher.
So here's the deal. If you can't draft, you better go spend money.
You got to buy. You got to buy it. Now, let me read this for you. Because Matt Klentak yesterday, after Machado signed, rejected the narrative that the Phillies are now in over the barrel here and have to land a star. Here's his quote. He said, I'm confident that people will have that perception that they're over a barrel. He said, we have to remember that there will be other free agents that make sense for this franchise. There will be plenty of opportunities to spend money and make our team better. We cannot allow ourselves to be put in a position where we have to do something at all costs. There's a significant cost that we're willing to pay to add, but we have to be willing to walk away at some point.
Yeah, clearly
they were at a walkaway point with Manny Machado.
Okay,
so you have that. And then, so we heard stupid money and presumed like a quote like that would never surface in light of John Middleton saying that. And so the question is now, have the Phillies offered the most money for the remaining megastar free agent Bryce Harper? And why hasn't he signed yet, especially with the domino of Machado falling? So here's Jason Stark on the Mike and Mish show yesterday talking about the fact that maybe Bryce Harper doesn't want to play in Philly.
There's these reports out there that what's holding it up is that he's not that sweet on playing in Philadelphia. Are you hearing that?
Yeah.
You are hearing that.
I've been hearing that for a while. Mm-hmm. I think it's been apparent, right? Well, let's think about this. We're over 3 months into free agency, 3.5 months. He's clearly been waiting around for something. Scott Boras has clearly been waiting around for something. Is it just money? I don't think it is. I think his preference is to be somewhere else. I think his preference is still to go back to Washington. I think that's totally in the owner's hands. And I think this one is in the owner's hands in Philadelphia. Like, I think there's a certain price point where he has to say yes. But the Phillies had been in the impression they didn't have to get to that price point.
No, maybe they have to get to that price point.
Yeah, listen, I believe that. I believe what Jason says. We heard it from a reporter in New York that he's got reservations about coming here. I believe it. And look, if the guy that was going to come here and play, all right, well, then that's it.
Yeah.
That's that.
There's nothing you can do about that.
But I think you need to exhaust every possibility to bring him here. Just to illustrate my point yet again further. Last year, 2016, Mickey Moniak. 2015, Cornelius Randolph. They had Nola, J.P. Crawford, all right, bum. Mitch Geller, Shane Watson, Larry Green, Jesse Biddle, Zach Collier, Anthony Hewitt.
Yeah, that's not, they're not doing a good job in the draft and assessing talent.
You know.
Horrible. You have to
look,
strike.
And I understand they're different regimes and the whole thing, but, you know, it's a consistency that none of them can draft.
They haven't been able to draft since Ed Wade.
Horrible.
Real quick, Brian Sweeney says, if Harper doesn't want to be here, F him. I only want players to be here who want to be a Philly guy. Looking back on it, he never came into town for presentation. What we have to offer, last 3 years offensively trending downward, not worth the money.
He didn't go to any towns, though.
No, they went to Las Vegas. They went to him.
Every team did.
Uh-huh.
So let's just make that clear.
He's been here. Like, he knows where the good restaurants are.
Now, let me throw this out there. This is from Andy Martino, the guy that actually initially said that Harper might not want to play in Philadelphia yesterday. He put out another report this morning saying it's unclear how big a contract the Giants will / have to offer to Bryce Harper, but hearing a continued sense today that they have a shot at him, and Phillies have a tough road to get it done. Again, as reported yesterday, Phillies could step up to $326 million and increase their chances for Harper, but it's not clear yet if they'll go that high.
Wow. So you're going to have to pay a little extra. You have to put a little cherry on top of the sundae here to get him to come.
My biggest, well, then let's go to the phones. But my biggest belief is that he doesn't want to play here, not because it's Philadelphia, but because it's at some loyalty to the Nationals.
Well, you heard when Jason Stark said, Mike said, are you hearing that? And Jason Stark says, yes, and I've been hearing it a while, it's real. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Dominic in the Northeast Philly on the Fanatic. Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Y'all, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Dom. Doing?
Yo, Anthony, my paisano, how you doing?
What's going on, Dom?
Yo, we got to remember this moment. A couple years from now, we don't get Bryce, and Klentak and McPhail are gone. You got to remember, this is the reason why they're going to lose their jobs. They failed to get Bryce Harper on this team.
Yeah.
They needed to show up with a blank check, giving it to him whatever he wanted. They got it. They had to make it happen. They didn't do it. They failed. They deserve to lose their jobs next year. We're not going to get Bryce. We got to come to terms with it and get over it and move on with the season. It's over. We ain't getting him. We would have had him by now if we were going to get
him. You're a fatalist, Dom.
Now, it's interesting, Dom, because I still think there's a little bit of a window. I kind of agree with you that if it hasn't happened yet, it's more remote possibility that it'll happen. As far as losing jobs, I mean, I don't know why Harper doesn't want to come here. We've been having the conjecture.
Yeah, Dom, why is it that guys got to lose their jobs because he doesn't want to play here?
Because they didn't open up the checkbook big enough.
Okay.
They needed to go in there.
They're not being cheap, though, Dom.
$450, whatever it takes. Get it done.
Now, are you, Dom, are you originally from Massachusetts?
Nah.
No? You have a twang of it. You have an accent.
I grew up
in Staten Island, and then I moved to Philadelphia when I was 32 years old.
Nice, Staten Island man. Yeah. Beautiful.
All right, Dom. Well, we'll see if they go on the ferry. All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, Dom. See you, buddy.
I fundamentally disagree with Dom. I don't know what the Phillies can do. If they offer the most money and he doesn't come here, I'm not blaming the Phillies. I'm not blaming Matt Klentak.
However, should you have gone to Machado? Knowing that Harper, think about this for one second. If you feel like at this point, Harper is at best 50-50 and there's a reservation from Harper about playing here. Do you go, you know what? Machado's people came back to me.
I had a right to a bigger offer.
So do you make that decision?
Well, there was a tipping point on Machado and they clearly reached it.
Well, but again, does it really matter if there's a threshold?
Well, the thing about it is
Machado.
See, I don't know that the Phillies feel that way. That there's reservations from Harper. Maybe until now, they met with Harper, and I'm sure it was great. And they sat there and they patted each other on the butt and they said all the right thing because Harper doesn't want to give that impression.
Listen, I still think there's a degree of hope. Now it's dwindling by the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That said, you got to be able to read the tea leaves.
Yeah, but they have firsthand account of the meeting with him.
Okay, well, but again, if it's still not done and there's still reservations and your only team left with a big check to offer, well, then something's wrong.
Well, yeah, that's why I say they're probably going down like, uh-oh, did we misplay this?
What?
The Machado situation.
You think?
Yeah, I think that they're right now they're going, uh-oh, we may come away with nothing. Hence the comment from Matt Klentak.
Here's where they get blamed. They get blamed if Harper says, no, I don't want to play in Philadelphia. I don't care what you pay me.
So why do the Phillies get blamed?
Because they spurned Machado. They should have realized that.
Okay. That's the trickle down to come away with neither. But there's this hope is still there for Harper.
Yeah, but we're not those meetings.
Their hand.
We're not,
okay.
You should know. You should have. Boris has got to tell you, as much as he wants the Phillies in there to drum it up, hey, stay in it. You know, you really don't want to go there, but stay in it for me.
Well, he's saying that because he wants to drive the number up.
Right, but
yeah,
if you feel like, it's not done and it's not done for a reason. Look, you can't
something smells.
You can't get played. Because what did we hear? Now, again, I wanted Harper and you wanted Harper. But what did we hear?
We heard from Jim Salisbury and others that Machado was the focus. Yeah.
So if Machado really had their interest and it was like Howie says, chocolate or vanilla, right? If that's the case, chocolate or vanilla, well, then you gotta go get Machado.
Because you had the number you had to match to get it done. And you would have protected yourself against this situation. I get that. But if Harper doesn't want to come here, and it's like no matter what you offer, I can't blame the Phillies for that.
No, that's, not for Harper, but for Machado, can blame them for misreading the whole situation.
Yeah, with the two guys. And this is like a shell game from these two agents.
Yeah, but
Morris and Lozano.
You got played then. You know, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and you can't get played.
You're missing out on a big bat.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right about that. I agree with you on that. Dan in Abington, you make a great point, is on the Fanatic. How you doing, Danny?
Good. How you doing, guys? So, I mean, I think the biggest misconception about this whole thing is that, well, you pay whatever you want. There's no salary cap in baseball. There absolutely is a salary cap in baseball that is imposed by the team. So, if you're going to tell me you want to pay $350 to Bryce Harper and you're still going to surround him with the right kind of talent, I'm in. Give me Bryce. I'm all in. But if you're going to say you're going to spend that and then not spend the money around them, and I don't know how it's going to be either way in the future, then I don't want nothing to do with a $300 million contract.
Yeah, Dan, they have the money to do Harper end. Okay.
Yeah, I know they have.
All right. They already got a premier catcher, right? Like, so you went out and got Segura. You went out and got a premier catcher. They know they need another arm in the rotation. So I don't buy that this self-imposed cap is going to preclude you from going and getting other players, because players.
I would hope not, because I know they can't afford it. So it's like, I want the guy, I'm a little nervous that the fact that the guy, I don't know if he wants to play here. I mean, that's kind of, if you're going to pay a guy $350 million American dollars, I want to be relatively sure the guy. Yeah,
I hear you, brother. I don't know what the all. It could be 300. It could be 320. Who knows? Right? We're talking astronomical.
A lot of money.
Right? It's an astronomical number. And what you just said is so right on. That if you're going to pay a guy that kind of money, he better want to be here.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go play in Siberia for half that. I mean, like, I mean, you're talking.
We're in a little different situation, Dan.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's hard at a certain point to stomach. How could you be unhappy anywhere
I know.
That amount of money? So,
by the way, playing baseball.
Sign a contract or don't.
Yeah.
You know, sign a contract or don't. At this point, I'm getting irritated. Like, sign him or don't, I want to know. Like, just. Yes or no? Give it to me.
We're all running out. Thanks, Dan. We're all running out of patience.
I feel you on that.
Thomas Martin tweets, and he goes, here's why, to your point, Anthony, he goes, here's why Klentak is to blame. He underestimated the market. He didn't think Machado would get $300 million, and he assumed Harper would want to play in Philly and accept the biggest offer. He said he was wrong on both. It is his job to know the market. Well, I don't know that he was wrong on both yet. Harper hasn't signed.
Well, again, but he's correct. If it comes out and Harper doesn't sign here, well, then he blew it.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
Because if Mike Trout is going to sign an extension with the Angels, you know, you lost out on premier free agents. Like, what you need bats.
You're absolutely right. That's what they need. They did a good job this offseason so far. They've upgraded Segura. Real Muto.
They're Robertson. Good. But I got news for you. They don't get Harper. They're no lock for the playoffs.
No, you're right about that.
They're going to go get Dallas Keuchel. Oh, I don't know what he's got left.
610-632-0.
And in this ballpark?
Yeah.
No, you're right. Around a little bit last year.
610-632-0975. That's the number. We're talking about Bryce Harper. The trickle-down effect of the Manny Machado signing yesterday to the Padres. It is your phone call today. We're back after this on The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about the uncles, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul at Family Chrysler Dodge Ram. You know, you want to go to a place that's been as long established. You know, it's a big deal. When businesses say established in 1980, like, that's a big deal. And Greg and Paul at Family Chrysler Dodge Ram, they've been in business for three generations. So your dad and your grandfather, they all went to Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located just minutes from the bridges, Delaware County, South Jersey City, you name it. You're right there. Go see the uncles. They're going to take wonderful care of you. Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, they've been down there. They know how to navigate and get you put in the perfect vehicle for you. And right now, you get a good deal on the winter-ready Jeep 4x4s and Ram trucks. Yeah. At Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you could do this. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram truck for $159 down or $159 a month. It's your choice. That's right. At Family, you're more than a customer. Indeed, Family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime at familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I have got no sense that they would jump back into the mix. And I've heard of no other teams that are aggressive. I will tell you that the White Sox have been stalking both Machado and Harper. If there's a surprise team, as of today, I would say it'd be the White Sox. But I think he's going to wind up with the Phillies.
It's Buster Olney.
You bet the farm.
Now, I love Buster, but Buster did tell me months ago when I was still in the morning, that's how long it was, that he would bet his Vermont dairy farm that one of the two would wind up with the Phillies. And as much as I like Vermont cheddar, I don't think it's coming my way.
Let me read this tweet to you. People are sending some great tweets today. Kevin Stoltz just tweets in. He goes, let's keep things in perspective. Boris will do whatever he needs to do to get the most money. What he can't have happen is one team left. He needs multiple teams. By putting word out that they're out that he doesn't want Philly, that keeps other teams in.
That's true.
And the one thing that we're fearing is that the Phillies will offer the most money and Harper will accept a lesser deal, whether that's Washington, San Francisco, whoever, that he will accept that because he doesn't want to play here. That's an assumption that we're making right now based on some reporting from Jason Stark and others. But until that happens, Boris wants to set the market as high as he can too. So his advice to his client, Bryce Harper, is going to be, hey, they're offering you 326. They're offering you 300. Take the 326. Of course, he wants the higher commission. He's loaded anyway, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, we're also operating under the presumption that the Phillies are going to be the highest bidder.
Yeah. We got this stupid money comment so lodged into our brains.
Well, it's not our fault.
No, John Middleton said it.
It was placed there. And by the way, they need, that's a need. Mm-hmm. All right? That's a need. You need to build a team in this ballpark that can rake. That's the bottom line. They tried pitching. All right? They had four of the best starters, three dominant starters, in Lee, Hamels, and Doc.
Yeah, then Oswalt was just a notch down.
All right?
Marginal notch down.
I mean,
that time.
They had great pitching. Mm-hmm. And they had a staff that was anchored either by Hamels and Lee or Hamels and Doc. And it got you yay far.
Win you a lot of regular season games.
The problem is,
playoffs are different.
You got to rake, man.
Got to be able to hit.
Especially in this ballpark.
Yep.
You got to rake. I'm a true believer. As much as I was always, pitching. Go back to those World Series and the Strohs raking. That's how they win. You know, it's great. You got Verlander. But they won a lot because they just hit the ball.
Well, you pile up regular season wins with a pitching staff like that because no staff can match you arm for arm.
Yeah.
But in the playoffs, the staff gets a lot smaller. That's going to go in playoff games. And you got to be able to hit. You got to be able to hit great pitching. Because teams that are in the playoffs, they're going to have two or three guys that are still really good pitchers. You're not going to see their fourth and fifth guy starting. You're just not. So you got to be able to hit.
You also, you bear down in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, every pitch.
And that's why, like, a Greg Maddux never had great success. I mean, even Kershaw, you remember up until recently, yep. Right? Like, you know, he was getting rocked at times in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He had an uneven playoff record because those guys were around the plate. You know, when you're bearing down.
On every pitch. The stress that comes with that on a pitcher is tremendous.
I just think you need hitters. You just do. You need, and in this ballpark, I mean, I want to see them build a team that just comes out and just is on top of you.
Yeah,
they don't let you breathe.
You have to consider the ballpark because that's part of the equation.
And Harper is the linchpin for that.
Taylor made for this ballpark.
Well, but he's the linchpin for this whole thing to work.
Yeah, with Reese and everybody else.
He's your middle of the order, you know, your bat that connects everything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how this is going to turn out.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I really don't.
Off the subject, what happened to the kid last night?
Not his greatest night. It was a bad start by the team, but he clearly didn't have his game last night, so they got him out of there. Get him out of there after the third one.
I heard you talking. You made a good point about Tampa and their chances, how they set up. Like, they work and they get excellent scoring chances.
Oh, yeah. spacing in the offensive zone is tremendous. Like, you talk about spacing in the NBA.
I thought of you when 3 goals and 4 shots.
Yeah. It's not about quality or quantity. Yeah. It's all about quality. And, like, when they're on the power, they all stay to the outside. They don't crowd an area to make it easier to defend them because they're so good at passing the puck east-west. And then what does that do? That gets the goalie moving side to side. That's when mistakes can happen. The shooting percentage, the ability to score when you cross the center of the ice with the puck is 87%. It's so much higher.
You and Bundy foreshadowed that.
Yeah. Yep.
It's funny. I was thinking of you guys because...
Yeah, we talked about it last night.
I was listening to you guys, and it was a foreshadow of what happened to the kid.
Yeah, and Elliot came in after a couple of rehab starts where he was horrible, by the way, with the fans. He came in and played well.
Yeah.
So give him credit for that. And they tried to battle back.
It's a shame, though. It's a bad loss, though.
Yeah, horrible non-call on that goalie interference, too. It's
just a
BS call.
You know what the shame is? Is that they have to play at such a clip.
Mm-hmm.
To get,
you can give that one up because you got the next four against all the teams you're in competition.
Yeah, but you got to play at such a clip. It's like every game.
Oh, they're in playoff mode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.